So what's being described in the dialogue between Israel and Joseph at the very start is a state of influx involving perception of how things are, and that involves the arising of a question. So this is the effect that the word has, the influx of the word has on the regenerating mind, in that as we engage with the text, there is this focus of attention that can occur, and that focus stimulates inquiry. And we experience the stimulation as questions arising in our own mind, and it's asking, well, what is this? Whose are these? Well, of course, everything is the Lord's. So there is this ongoing stimulation of questions. And what struck me about that is that the word itself elicits the question for our introspection, so that we can be brought to the answer as if of ourselves that the word provides. So the word is offering both the question and the answer that's needful for us, given our state when we're engaging with the text. So I just saw how this is reflective of, it seems like the question comes first, and then we arrive at an answer. But in fact, the answer is already present, and the question arises out of it to draw our attention back to the text. And I just thought that was just a nice illustrative aspect of which is first, truth or good. So Israel is described also as spiritual good from the natural. So what Israel is, or what he describes, is truth that has become good because it has been acted on, it has been applied, and that's what forms the will, the new will within the intellectual faculty. So spiritual good is truth applied. And there is a couple of numbers that, if you wanted to have a look at that in a little more detail, you could look at the Arcana number 10,296 and 5,595. Those two numbers give a really good view of spiritual good and what it is. And that good is described as being from the natural because it is the truth that we draw from the word as we engage with the text. So that's the natural, that's the Lord's natural, as that formulates a principle and we look to apply that principle, that truth then becomes good in the act of applying it. And it becomes good because it leads us to the Lord. That's what its goodness is.